we're going to talk about today standing during Kriyas HaTorah. It's a timely topic. Tomorrow we're going to talk about standing for Aseres HaDibros, which is obviously an offshoot of the topic of standing for Kriyas HaTorah. But I figured best to split it into two different 10-minute shiurim because there's a substantial amount of material on each. In regards to saying during Kriyas HaTorah, so the first thing that we have to point out is that there are multiple parts to Kriyas HaTorah. Meaning when we take out, from the time we take out the Torah to the time we put it back, there are different things that go on. First off, you have Baruch Hu. Now, Baruch Hu, in its own right, is a Dover Shebe Kedusha. You require a minion to say Baruch Hu, and one of the characteristics of a Dover Shebe Kedusha is that a Dover Shebe Kedusha requires Amida, is that you're supposed to stand for a Dover Shebe Kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Mem Vav, Si'if Katan Yudches, says that there's no dispute whatsoever, that at the very least for Baruch Hu, you need to be standing. Right, that there's no question that when someone gets an aliyah and they say Baruch Hu, that you need to be standing. The Ramami Panu in the Tshuva writes that Einenu Ro'os Hayoshvim B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah Sha'af Echad Lo Kam V'Lo Zah B'Shas Amiras Baruch Hu. He says we've seen how people don't even budge from their seats when Baruch Hu is said Va'Akel HaTov Yichaper Ba'ado, and God should grant them a kapara for that mistake of not standing for Baruch Hu. So it sounds that's pretty serious that you should stand for Baruch Hu. On the flip side, though, Kaf HaChaim in Kuf Mem Vav Sivkat Nechaf says that the minhag, as far as he could tell, is that people sit not only for laning but even for the Baruch Hu. And even the Chayyadam, when he quotes the idea of standing for Baruch Hu, he says that laning, you know, is one thing, we'll get to later, but when it comes to Baruch Hu, he says Ro'oi La'amod. Now, the words Ro'oi La'amod are not exactly the strongest phrasing of a chiyuv to stand. It makes it sound like, yeah, it's not obligatory, but it's the right thing to do. Furthermore, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, writes, Be'erev, when it comes to Mariv, he says, Kol ha'am yoshvin v'hu omeid, everyone sits, the chazan stands, v'omer v'hu rachum, and he says v'hu rachum, Baruch Hashem ha'mevorach, and he says Baruch Hu. Right, so the Rambam seems to assume that everyone else is sitting when Baruch Hu is said. So for whatever reason, at least by Mariv, the Rambam says, Baruch Hu, you don't have to stand for. So maybe there is some Shitas HaRambam that for whatever reason, one does not have to stand for Baruch Hu. Now, Post can point out that Mariv might be different because maybe that becomes part of the Birchus Kriyashma, and the Kriyashma doesn't need to be Ba'amida, it should be Dafka, the Yeshiva. So maybe that's different when it's by Mariv, but during Kriyas HaTorah, maybe even the Rambam would be moda that you do need to stand. Pasha Pshat, though, is like Shulchan, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that Baruch Hu, one should stand, right? That seems to be pretty clear. Now, another part of what goes on between the time they take out the Torah and the time they put the Torah back, aside from actual laning, is being gavra legavra, right? Between the aliyos, or when the person is making the brachos, for instance, right? So what would the din be when you're dealing, well, brachos may be different, what would the din be being gavra legavra? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Mem Vav Sivkat Nechav says that being gavra legavra, there's also no machlokas. Everyone agrees you're allowed to sit being gavra legavra. No one would hold that one needs to remain standing being gavra legavra. Now the big issue is during laning itself. Right, so Baruch Hu will assume for sure you have to stand, then Gavra L'Gavra will assume you have to sit. What about during laning itself? So there is a Gemara. The Gemara in Maseches Sota, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, says as follows: Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna, Kivan Sheniftach Sefer Torah. Once the Sefer Torah is open, Asa L'Sapra Afilu B'Dvar Halacha. One is not allowed to speak even in matters of halacha. Shenemar, because the pasuk in Nehemiah says, Ukipascho Amdu Kala'am. When it was open, everyone was omeid. Ve'ein amida el shtika. And the Gemara says, omeid means that everyone was still, was quiet, that people don't say anything. Now, based on that, the Tur quotes from Rav Sar Shalom, one of the Gaonim, that one is allowed to sit during laning. Because yes, it says from the time the Torah is open, you should be omeid. But the Gemara then says, ein amida el shtika. Amida doesn't mean you need to stand. Amida just means don't say anything, it just means to be quiet. So based on that, the Torah quotes from Rav Sar Shalom that there's no reason that one should have to stand during Kriyas HaTorah. However, the Taz quotes from Maram, and many others quote from Maram also, that you must stand during Kriyas HaTorah. And he says, it's from that Pasuk. It says that Pasuk, when you open it up, so then you have to be omeid. The Gemara says, Ein Amida El Shtika. The Gemara means that Ein Amida El Shtika doesn't mean Amida's only Shtika. It means, in addition to what Amida obviously means, which is standing, it also means shtika, that amida is only fully done when you're not only omeid, but you're also being shoseik. So that's the basic machlokas. From Sar Shalom, quoted by the Torah, holds that we don't have to stand. The Taz, according to Maram, says that you do have to stand. Now, what's the svaris to say yes or no, that you do have to stand and don't have to stand? So three reasons for and three reasons against. Okay? Three reasons for standing. Mishabur and Sim Kufman Vav Sivkat Nyot Taz quotes from the Bach, that there, and this is quoted by many of the earlier poskim as well, that it's in order to reenact Har Sinai. That if Kriyas HaTorah is about reenacting Maimon Har Sinai, so we should stand. We were all Omeid Tachas Har Sinai, so we should stand as a reenactment of Har Sinai, and that's in fact what they quote the Maram did in the Tshuvas B'Sam Rosh, which is a forgery. It wasn't really written by the Rosh, but the Poskim still quote it sometimes. There are certain accurate things in there. It says from the Maram that the Maram stood for that reason. The Ramami Panu in Simon Sadi Aleph gives another reason to stand. He says, we said before that for sure for Baruch Hu you have to stand. So if you're going to have a person sitting down for the rest of laning and being Gavra Lagavra and just standing for Baruch Hu, chances are half the time he'll be too lazy, he won't get up for Baruch Hu, or he won't be ready for it. Baruch Hu is going to happen, he's not going to be standing. So it's a gzera, lest you sit for Baruch Hu, that people just stand the whole time, much easier than popping up and down, because you have to stand anyway for Baruch Hu. Now, that's why I stand for Kriyas HaTorah, because I find it more annoying to get up every time you say Baruch Hu, so it's much easier to just stand the whole time. Rav Sturmbach in Tshuvas Van Hagos in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Rav Sturmbach says a different reason in the name of the Briska Rav. He says that he heard in the name of the Briska Rav that the Gemara says that they used to stand every time they would learn, that they wouldn't learn sitting down. But Mishmesh Rav Gamliel Batla Kavod HaTorah, when Rav Gamliel died, so Kavod HaTorah, the level of Kavod people had for learning Torah, did not, you know, waned a little bit, and therefore people started sitting when learning. So he says it could be that that was only in normal Talmud Torah, but in Talmud Torah Barabim that we have of Kriyas HaTorah, it could be that they were never mevatel that minhag, that they were never mevatel the idea that you're supposed to stand. And not only that, since Kriyas HaTorah is something we only do with a minion anyway, it must have elements of Davar Shebekedusha. Why else do you dafka need a minion? So it's not only a Talmud Torah Barabim, which ideally one should stand for anyway, because it could be that the minhag was never mevutel when it came to Talmud Torah Barabim, but also it has some sort of character of Davar Shebekedusha, and you put those two factors together, and maybe that's good enough reason that a person should have to stand. So they say the Briska Rav was makbid to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Those are reasons to stand. What are the reasons to sit? So the Mishabur in Kuf Mem Vav Sivkat Yitah says, first of all, if you find it difficult to stand, then it's going to be easier to concentrate when you sit. So concentration is paramount, much more important than standing. And therefore, certainly, he says, there's no doubt if a person has any sort of trouble standing, there's no doubt that they should sit for Kriyas HaTorah. Not only that, the Tshuvas B'Tzal Chachmar, B'Tzal Stern, the brother of the Deber Tzinin, the brother of Bar Moshe, quotes from one of the Rishonim. He quotes from the Sefer HaMachkim L'Rabbi Nassan Ben Rav Yehuda, who is someone alive in the generation of the Rush. He's actually quoted in Tshuvas HaRush in Klal Yud Aleph, that this Rishon says that it's Derech Minus, it's Apikorsis to stand. Apikorsis to stand? Why is it Apikorsis to stand? Because the Gemara went out of its way to tell you that when the Pasuk says Amida, it doesn't mean standing, it means shtika, it means to be quiet. And you're going to stand? You're showing that you don't believe in how the Gemara interprets the Pasukim. Which other Pasukim that the Gemara interprets don't you believe in? Ayin tachas ayin? Right? Well, what else? That's derech minus. You're going to translate all the Pasukim of the Tanakh literally? No, you have to understand the Pasukim the way the Chazal understood the Tanakh. So he wants to suggest that it's derech minus to stand during Kriyas HaTorah. And then they quote in the name of Chaim Palagi that since the Arizal held that you can or perhaps should, it's machlokas that's quoted in the Steich Emed. He has a machlokas what the Arizal held. The Arizal held you can sit, or the Arizal held you dafka have to sit for Kriyas HaTorah. But either way, because the Arizal held either can or should or whatever, that sitting is at least okay, if not ideal. So they quote in the name of Chaim Palagi that it might be yuhara to stand. That if the Arizal held that it's good enough for him to sit, so it might be yuhara that you're going to go and you're going to show that you're too frum, that you have to stand. So those are the reasons to sit. So we have three reasons for standing, three reasons for sitting. Halacha lemaisa, what are we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch paskins. In Simin Kuf Mem Vav Seif Dalid, Ein Sarich Lamod Umad Be'es Shekaran Betorah. One does not need to stand up, meaning doesn't just mean being quiet. I mean, one does not need to physically stand up during Kriyas HaTorah. The Rama says, V'yesh machmirin va'omdim v'cheinos maharam. Some are machmir and do stand, and that's what the Maharam did. So, if I'm not mistaken, in Sephardic communities, they follow the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that one should sit during Kriyas HaTorah. The Rama in Ashkenazi communities, yesh v'yesh. There are some that that say, look, the Rama doesn't argue, Maker Adin. Maker Adin, there's no question, you're allowed to sit. Question is, should we be machmir for the Maharam, that which seems to be somewhat of a das yachid? Should we be machmir for the Maharam to stand? So the Rama says that yesh machmirim, that to stand. Now again, the Arizal held perhaps that you're not supposed to stand. Now one other just point to make: if the entire shul is sitting, the Tshuvas Kol Eliyahu Simen Hay says that it's yuara to stand, but it seems that the contemporary poskim don't agree. That contemporary poskim seem to assume that since nowadays, you know, some people just stand because they don't have zitzflesh to sit the whole time, and they just, you know, need to be standing. And like there are people, it's not always yuara. Some, you know, when someone stands, some people just stand because. So it's not necessarily a problem if a person wants to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Certainly, if he's doing it because he doesn't want to be. Find himself sitting for Baruch Hu, which is definitely a Davar Shebe Kedusha, it would seem that that certainly would be okay, at least okay to stand. So again, Bekitzer, does one have to stand during laning? Certainly don't have to. Is it a worthwhile chumrah? If you're an Ashkenazic Jew, it's probably worthwhile. It's an okay chumrah to take. It's not a problematic chumrah. If you're a Sephardic Jew, it may be better to sit. In terms of Baruch Hu, it seems everyone would agree you should stand. Although Kav Chaim, if you're Sephardi, maybe it's a little different because Kav Chaim says that he understands the minhag is not to stand even for the Baruch Hu, but certainly for Ashkenazim should for sure stand for Baruch Hu. And when it comes to Ben Gavra LeGavra, everyone agrees that you're allowed to sit.